You know, some people talk to you in their free time, and some people free their time to talk to you, learn the difference. What a great post, because that was one of the latter lessons I've learned in life through everything that I've done, is understanding that when people want to be in your world, in your time, and they are going to be considerate of you and your schedule and your priorities and the things you have going on. So therefore, they're going to go ahead and make an effort. And they're not going to go ahead and leave you to people that care about you, I should say. And it's weird because as men, I think that I talked about this earlier, is that I feel men, when we get into a position where we start having families to take care of things, we don't really take the time, or we don't feel we have the liberty to go out and spend free time with those loved ones that we've had. And sometimes we make time, but sometimes, a lot of times, we don't, because you're deep in the career, you're trying to make some changes, you're trying to provide for your children, you're trying to be there and enjoy the fruits of your labor, and meaning in the sense of you creating a family. I mean, these things are great and amazing, but ultimately, when you have this new world in your face, and you have a lot of people before that you spent time with, that you made efforts with, and for whatever reason, those fall to the wayside. I've seen people that have done a great, great effort in staying in touch with folks through the course of time. But that usually means that more than one person has to make the effort. Sometimes a lot of people, and I used to be one of those, that I used to just be content with making all the effort all the time. Being the one that's out there and chasing people and calling people and staying in touch. Oh, it's been a couple of weeks since I haven't heard from so-and-so. They don't call me, but hey, let me go ahead and give them a call. And I always found a way, when even when somebody would come visit and they would be like, okay, I'm here tomorrow and I want to spend time with you, and I will go ahead and reschedule my time for those people to have time with me. But when you realize that same energy and that same effort is not reciprocated, then, I mean, for me, I became more, I wouldn't say bitter, but there was a level of emotional frustration. And if you don't have any expectations, you won't have any frustrations. Ultimately, that's the way I live my life at this point. It's one where, hey, I don't have any expectations about anything. I just want to be at peace, tranquility. I don't want to cause any issues. I don't want you to bring me any issues. I want us to just be in a great place all together, and be enjoying time and making the best of what we have in the current moment. I'm not thinking about too much into the future. I'm definitely not thinking about the past. And when you have that mindset and you genuinely share that mutual effort with other people that want to make time for you, that's a big thing that people have to do. I know with my daughter, I have to teach her that lesson. Because I think that, you know, through all these things that I'm trying to teach her as a parent, as a dad, is that building the connection within social circles and having the ability to learn and to expand and to be in other people's circles and kind of have some value from that. I think you have to do it in a way where you're making sure that people are showing you appreciation. Now, don't get me wrong, there's people out there in the world that don't care, that don't really put too much thought into it. So, for example, there would have been people like me in my position that were calling people, that were traveling across country to see people, that were just at the drop of a dime going out and communicating with others. But at the end, they don't care if the other person reciprocated or not. I remember having that conversation with somebody about that, where they were just telling me where, you know, you shouldn't put the onus on other people because their lives are busy. I'm like, I get that, but mine is busy as well. I have things, I have priorities, I have other challenges going on. So why is it that I am the person that has to be bestowed upon the ability to make the great lengths and the great effort to stay in contact with you, to stay in connection with you? And, you know, the thing about it is, this is a really sad reality that I view life through this certain lens. I view it through a lens of these people are not going to show up at the hospital. You know, these people are not going to be there to help me if I got in a car accident. They weren't there for me. They didn't even check up on me. They don't even. And so what does the onus fall on, right? If you're having these conversations with people and you are in this great connection that you've been with them for 20 or 30 years, but they don't even make the effort to stay in touch and to care about your well-being and to see what you're doing and not doing. And then all they do, let's say for me, an example, all they do is listen to a podcast because I like to talk about my life in the journal and have it out there for the world to hear. It makes it easier for them to stay in touch with me, right? But they don't make the effort. They don't make a phone call. They don't care to call. And those are the people that I don't make effort for. Now, if you want to call me and you want to go ahead and check up on me and be in touch with me, awesome. That's great. I have no malice towards you. I was telling this to somebody else that I was from the mindset of, hey, if you call me, I have nothing against you. But for you to think that I'm going to go ahead now and be the person that I was before, which is a person that will call you. I could be a week if I didn't hear from you. I got to call you. I got to check up on you. And then I'll call you like, hey, you know, hey, I've been busy and all that. Well, great. Well, you know, keep on being busy. Someday when all your other things are done or gone by the wayside and you want to make time for little old me, then by all means, that'd be awesome. I'm all for it. But I'm not going to hold my breath on that thought, that happy thought. And I think that when you talk to people along those lines, they get very sensitive about it. And I tell people all the time, it's like, listen, it's not your fault because I'm not making the effort either. So don't feel as if I'm trying to put it all on you. It's a two-way street with communication. It's a two-way street with friendships and connections. But I've chosen to stop making any effort because I've seen that you haven't made any efforts on your end either. And nowhere near with mine. And you know, I don't expect people to do that for me. I don't expect, people should not expect others to make the mutual effort. But what I think you do need to expect is a effort, some sort of an effort, some sort of a desire for someone to stay in touch with you. Like I have friends right now, you know, that are busy working, they have wives and families, but once in a while they'll call me. They'll be like, hey man, what's going on? Just checking in, man. It's been a while. Just what's happening. And it's, I don't think that's too hard. But unfortunately for a lot of people, you know, they're just more inundated with their world and their things. And I think that's a thing of the reality of times, right? I mean, especially in a world where we can text message people, we can just stay in touch through social media. You don't have to necessarily be on the phone call with me because I understand that. I'm not a person that loves to be on the phone. But I can go ahead and send you a text while I'm playing with my daughter or while I'm watching TV with Hamilton for the like 500th time. You know, like it's nothing wrong with you being able to just stay in communication with somebody that you really enjoy and hopefully in the future make plans. I mean, geez, we're older now. We have the money. We should be able to provide ourselves or treat ourselves to a trip to see somebody, to have lunch with somebody, to go do something very simple. But that concept, again, it's weird because in the way I attribute it to, for me anyway, I deal with men mostly, and they have wives and women that I haven't met because we never had, they live long distance, they don't make. The thing I was explaining to my girl was that, you know, a lot of the men that I deal with, they come from a mindset of not, they don't integrate the wife to the friends and to the people that they know. Everyone is a bit of a mercenary in that sense where, okay, I hang out with my wife, that's my wife time. And then when I hang out with Minnow, that's different time. That's, you know, going out to drink and it's getting away from the issues at home or getting away from the marriage at home, just wanting that time. And there's nothing wrong with it. But that's the thing that I never understood was, because of that gap, because of them choosing to keep everyone separate, when of course the wife is going to give him a hard time because I haven't built a rapport with her. I haven't built a relationship with her. We haven't done any bonding time as people. But lo and behold, whenever you're doing something with somebody, me, when I've done things with friends that have girlfriends or wives that got to know me and talk to me, when they want to go out and do something, there's never any issues because we build the rapport. We have respect. We have a support of one another. And don't, when you get away from that mindset, when you get away from the reality of making the effort of being able to free your time to talk to others instead of just talking to me when your wife's away, when your kid's away, when you don't have any work, when all these other things are off the checklist that you like to do as a friend that you've known me for a long time. Because now we're, you know, getting to an age where people are, you know, we've built a long enough connection. But I don't care for that anymore. And it's something that it doesn't even bother me now. It's like I enjoy not hearing from people, because I know that when the only people that would talk to me was, it was convenient to them. And I'm realizing that all these people, all these connections that I had of these folks, that at the end, they didn't really, I don't say they didn't care. They were just caring on their own terms and their own time, you know. And when you realize that reality, and that's something that I don't want my daughter growing up in that world. But I do want her from an early age to build friendships with people that make the mutual effort, with people that truly try to stay in touch with you just as much as you try to stay in touch with them. And when you think of it that way, and you kind of put yourself in that predicament and that mindset, you may not run into people that may be genuinely caring about you as often as maybe the regular person, but when you do find those solid people, they're going to be in your life forever. And I think that's the message of the story here, that, you know, I have less friends now than ever before, people that I stay in touch with, but those people I could truly count on and say, you know what, if I'm in the rut, they're going to come out from wherever they're at. And I appreciate that. And I think that's something that, unfortunately for a lot of people, they don't get to understand that. I wish I would have, I don't have any regrets, but I think I'm, if I would have been more aware of that, it would have caused less disappointment internally. And just being in the mindset, maybe that's the reason why I'm so meh about everything, just not putting any expectations on anybody. I don't know, but it's a very interesting thing when people at my age or older start realizing that when, you know, people don't prioritize you, they just prioritize you when they have nothing else to do. It's like when they want to go on Saturday, they give you that call, hey, what are you doing Saturday? I you know, I need to go to the bar with you so I don't look like I'm weird going by myself. You know, so they want to go with somebody. They don't really care. They just want to show up with somebody and treat the shit for a couple hours and that's that. But no, man, I'm not really in that mindset. You know, it's a weird thing, man. And luckily for me, I've kind of been able to build a world where I'm happy, I'm at peace. I just don't cause any harm. I don't have any drama. I don't bring any. I don't want none. And I just want to keep cruising along and enjoying life, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. So I hope for, I just hope that for others out there that are not seeing that, not seeing that reality of how people can be, where, you know, they don't view you with the same love that you view them. It's a hard, painful reality. And I would just suggest that you give yourself the grace to know that. Look in the mirror and say, hey, I at least gave it my all. I at least tried. I know that I was always there and I truly care for them. And they probably truly do care for you, but they're just not able to put in the same energy into it. And I never wanted to live like that. Like I said, if I'm right now in a hospital bed, who are those friends that are going to be there for you? Who is it? And for me, I couldn't, when I was looking at that list, I'm like, man, not a lot of these people, if not most of them, they don't even check in. Don't even wish you not even happy birthday. I don't care. But it's just like, you know, just checking up on how was your Christmas? You know, how was New Year's, man? What you guys end up doing? Blah, 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 blah. You know, all that shit, man. It's crazy. Guys are horrible.